Blog Talk Radio. hurdle tonight, and I pray that there's no feedback or anything in the service, and I pray that the lines and the broadcast goes through and goes through clear. So let's just pray, God, have your way on tonight. Let every word that's spoken and said and shared on tonight be heard, be received. God, because I know you speak to each and every member of the body of Christ and each and every person that's listening that you're calling to the body. I know that your will be done, oh God. In Jesus' name it is so, and so it is. Let's start off with, I'm going to ask the apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser to join us on tonight after I share a couple of things, because I want her to speak into our lives. I want to start off with Psalm 30. I'm going to read the first three verses. It says, I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down into the pit. I read that, and I had to come to the understanding, like Proverbs 3 and 5 said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And once I really realized that I had to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, I had to also go back and speak his word from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse. I've been saying it for quite a while now. It says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And once I realized that I don't have to lean to my own understanding, I don't have to keep crying out to the Lord because he heard me and he healed me. All I had to do was just say, God, these are my worries. This is what I feel. This is what I'm going through. I don't know why. But God, I'm trusting you. Expose whatever it is, even if it's me, God, expose it. See, a lot of us don't realize the season that we're in, you know. We're going to talk about it worldly, and we're going to talk about it spiritually. Worldly, we know, is taxes. Mm-hmm. If y'all are not familiar, today is the day that's final to do your taxes. And we see it every year how the people lines up at the post office to make sure their taxes is postmarked before 12:01 midnight because they're trying to get it in for the due date. When they had so many months to prepare for the date, but they procrastinated. They waited. They kept saying, I got time. But I said before, time waits for no one. And they said, well, I'll get it in. I'm waiting on something to come in, or I got a couple of things before things change. I'll make sure it's done. But we keep catching ourselves at the last minute. That's the season we're in, tax season. Some of us are going to realize that the season we're in is where somebody wanted to scam us and play us for our refund because they saw an easy way to get what they wanted. I'll go over here and lay with her or lay with him. I'll go over here and I'll play with her and I'll play with him. Go over here and I'll lie to her and I'll lie to them, ask them, and I'll promise them this and promise them that if they let me claim one of their children or two or three or whatever you need to claim, and I'll tell them I'll do this. We got to know what season we're in. Uh-huh. Let's talk about it. Some of us are in a season of God, pour it out my heart. I gave everything I knew. But what do I do now? Some of us are in a season of saying, after all I've done to you, after all I gave, you leave me like this. Some of us are in a season of saying, how long will it be before you forget about that? You let that go. You stop talking about it. You stop bringing it up. You just stop trying to make me relive that. A lot of us are in a season of do-over, breakthroughs, comebacks. Some of us are in a season of telling. I can't do it no more. I got to tell it. I'm going to tell what you did. I'm going to tell what you said. I'm going to tell what you took. I'm going to tell how you walked away. I'm going to tell, some of us are in a season of telling the truth. They tried to help me, but I wouldn't let them. What season are you in? We are in a place where I was talking with Apostle earlier, and I said, some of us are in a season of Hosanna and Gomer. Because God is constantly saying, I've been trying to give you room. I've been trying to give you opportunity. I've been giving you peace and place for you to hear me, but we haven't heard them. Well, I mean them, we haven't heard the time that God has said, every time I a breakthrough, you keep looking for something else, something new, something that you believe is going to make it better, instead of waiting on me, instead of keeping me first and foremost. Some of us are not allowing God to do. We want to ask, so we can say, well, I ask God, you know. I did. I asked them several times. But when we ask, that we get quiet and wait for him to do it only he could do. When we ask, that we kind of ask. When we ask, was it some like what we were asking? Or when we ask, that we have a hesitant, a pause, it was like, well, God, I'm saying it right now, but, you know, I really don't. It's a time and a place for everything. And right now, in this season of our lives, we got to get to the place where we say, Lord, I can't play no more. Start in me, God. Expose in me what I need to change. It's not easy. No. It's not. Because a lot of times, we don't want to face the fact that I could play the biggest role or I'm playing the lead role, and what is causing the problem. Am I what you call a person that don't mind being in the back, in the scenes, and, you know, in the background? Or do I have to be the one that's always up front, looking to be seen, looking to be heard, want the attention, want everybody to know that I made it happen? I'm the reason for this. To be perfectly honest, you don't even have to say things, because 9 out of 10, when people see you around or see you involved, they know it's all because of you. All you have to do is sit back and wait for God to reward you. I talked about a battery that I ordered for my motorcycle. And I was looking at the price, and I was like, I need it, so I'm going to get it. But when I decided to buy it, when it came back and told me how much the battery cost and how much I had to pay for it, it was like, it was a reward. It was a blessing. And I didn't know that blessing was like that. See, a lot of times we're just sitting back thinking, I'm doing this because I got it. But see, before I bought the battery, I prayed and asked God for mercy and grace when I went out, not knowing what was going to happen. But because it did happen, I asked God for mercy before and covering me before it happened. So when it did happen, God gave me mercy. Ain't always going to be where you're going to get the for free. But I thank God I was close to home. I talked about the friends that didn't call me and ask me to go for a ride, and I'm glad they didn't. But after I talked to them, I found out I wasn't the only one that had a motorcycle that broke down. Two of them had motorcycles that broke down. And the best part about it is that it's at the beginning of the season, so we didn't have to worry about breaking down in the middle of the season. And I said all that to say this. When God is dealing with you in the beginning, as Apostle shared with me a couple of times today, when God told her to do something when she was younger in her Christian life, and she decided she was going to wait, and God kept sending her confirmation. Yes, God said, that's God. Yes, God said, when you heard it, you heard from God. Yes, God said. Then when God said, oh, you don't want to listen, I know what to do. See, a lot of times we don't want to face the fact that when God tells us to do something, he gives us room, but he also has a time limit. Even God has a time limit. He said we don't know the day, time, or the hour, but he does. And when he says it's time, it's over, that's what it is, it's time, it's over. That's why I said we have to pray and ask God to prepare our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit to have the peace of him to not just overtake you, but to allow you to walk in that thing and say, you know what? I don't have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's what God gave me. Because if he brought me to it, he'll bring me through it. I have a friend that said, I need to talk to you. Because she was saying the way, I need prayer. And I kind of giggled and said, Lord, what I pray for her about? I haven't talked to her in a while. But why would she call and say, I see that you called me. I'm sorry I wasn't there to answer, but I need to talk to you because I need prayer. And I'm not going to mention the name because it's not only to protect the innocent, but the guilty too. And God shared with me, he said, see, a lot of times people have been broken by the same thing over and over, that each time it happens, it's still all new. It's a new. Because somebody knew I've been through this before. Somebody knew that I didn't want to be handled this way. Somebody knew that this would send me into a frenzy or a special place that I don't want to be. And God said, because they didn't come to me before they made a decision. They'll look for me afterwards. It doesn't matter when you look for God. The fact is that you looked for God. And then when God tells you what to do, each and every one of us have to pray, God, I pray that you change my appetite in this season because of the assignment you have and you have put on and in my life. If it's not going to push me through, if it's not going to push me to, if it's not going to push me for the things you have called me to do, God, I'd rather obey you than man. God, I'd rather allow you to cover me each and every day of my life where I know I'm going to be covered instead of hoping and praying somebody's going to cover me, because who knows? Just like it's a season for them to be around you, don't you know it's a season for them also? Let me pause right there and let you catch it.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a season where God is showing them you whatever you think. See, because you can't accept the blessing I gave you. You know how they say the word, not they say, but the word says God will hand you over to a reprobated mind? That's a spirit that comes with that. If God is blessing you above and beyond, and you don't know how, and you can't receive it, see, God has changed their appetite too. And if you don't know how to pray and say, God, change my appetite, pray and ask God to change their appetite. But just give you the spirit of receiving. Okay, God, I receive what you let happen. That's the woman of God say. See, I was at, I accept what God allows. Don't get so out of whack you be like, you just go slap and go out and say, okay, God, what do I get out of this? God, I trust you. You know my needs, my wants, my gotta haves, you know all that. But then you got to stop and say, look, Lord, let me stop right there. See, right there, I begin to get anxious. Right there, I begin to get worried. But you said don't be anxious for nothing, and you told me in your words, so I got to take his word back to him. You only count on 1,000 here. God, you told me you'll take my feet out of the miry clay. God, you said you'll give my heart desires. God, you told me to still treat them with love and kindness. God, you told me I have not because I've asked not. God, you told me I was more than a conqueror. That's what your word says. And God, if I can stand on your word, if I could trust your word with this as evidence, this God right here, with this as evidence with this God right here, when I got busted here, it's that evidence with that scar on my brain damage. It's this evidence when I bit my lip because of an accident, I didn't bite my tongue out. That's evidence. When because of an accident, my nose and everything got messed up, face got busted up. God, if that's not enough to show, I'm rolling down expressway because I had an accident and I'm not broke up, didn't no car or truck run over me. This is years ago. Foot got cut off, but they put it back together. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. I'm still moving around. God, is that not enough? God, when I think of the goodness and I think of the mercy and I think of all the things you've done in my life, when I had the scarlet fever as a kid, that's not enough. When I was born before time and you still saw me through, and we lived in a ghetto where the lead was in the pipes and we had the paint on the wall and stuff, and we didn't get poisoned. And God, when I look back over my life, when we had the drive-by thing just started, and we had all the things going on in our neighborhood and the things that was happening, and we didn't get hurt, and God, people could say, when somebody dropped something in my drink or put some poison or something in my food, and I made it through. When we could say, God, when I was date raped and this happened and that happened, when somebody tried to rob me, I was walking to and from work or wherever I was going, getting in and out of my car, walking down the street or hanging out and doing this. God, then when I was walking through the courtyard of a project, when you stop and think, when I was out here stealing cars and doing stuff like this, and I didn't get caught up, and I didn't go to jail for a long time, and when you stop and think, when I was out here hustling and doing what I was doing, and God, you said no, because you're going to show not just them but me and others, I'll work a miracle. When you stop and think and you sit back and say, God, the song says, and I believe it to this day, and I constantly sing it to myself, you sit back and say, what God has for me, it is for me. Can't nobody stop that. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt, God has worked it out. Because what God has for me, it is for me. How many of us can say, when I stop and look back, I say, God, I'm not scared of a change. I'm not scared of a season that you're putting me in. Because God, when I look back over my life, when I look back at all the things I've been through, when you said, now you done did it your way, and God said, now do it my way. Life is precious. Life is short. At some point, we have to sit back and say, okay, God, you let my friends and family members do this, and you let them do that. But God, you didn't let me. Well, I didn't have that opportunity. Well, I didn't have that chance, even though I was there. They didn't see me. Why not? Then you have to stop and say, because God was not going to let nobody else get the glory out of your life. See, what they thought that they were keeping you from, God said in your latter days. See, we have to understand that God said, I can do for you when you're young. Yeah. Because, see, 9 out of 10, you're not going to give him the glory. But see, in your latter days, when they say, nope, you can't. See, one thing I do know, God is building up a people where the old saints are going to be able to sit back and say, you know what, because of the mercy and grace and the goodness of the Lord, I'm still here. Look what God has done for me. Look. I'm still here. Every time you count me out, God lifts me up. Every time you put me down, God lifts up. Every time you think you pushed me around or pushed me over or didn't include me, God made another way. So when you feel like you're in a situation where you say, well, Lord, what do I do when it seems like nobody wants me around or want me to be there or want to be around me? God, what do I do? You go back to Psalm 30. I will exalt thee, O Lord. I cry out to you, O Lord. You don't lean to your own understanding. You cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. I'm going to, as Apostle Elect, if she had any comments or any suggestions or anything that would help us in this season of change, because there is a shift. The weather's going to break. And I need you to understand that when the season is changing and the weather is breaking, when stuff gets hot out here, we need to get hot for the body of Christ. Some things are going to change. We're going to have to be able to say, I demand you live and not die. The things that happen that we're going to have to know that we have a relationship with God, it's time for us to understand the season that we're in. Woman of God, could you please assist me on tonight with the request that I put before you?
Yes, ma'am. I want to start off with saying many of us need to or have prayed, God, expose, decode, and make evident whatever's trying to hinder me from my destiny, my purpose, and what you want me to do.
Yes.
And because of that, there's been a supernatural assignment to sabotage your destiny and your purpose when it comes to God. And when that assignment comes, you never know sometimes who's assigned to it, and sometimes when you do, you don't even want the capacity to deal with who it is. Because you, if it could have been someone that you hated or whatever, you would have been okay. But sometimes the very agent, demonic agent that's assigned to you, you eat with, you drink with, you hang out with. So let me share a few scriptures with you. Colossians 2 and 8 says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than in Christ. In that same chapter, the fourth verse says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Verse 18 says, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility in worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which we have not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. My. And then Galatians says, oh, you foolish and thoughtless, superficial Galatians, who has bewitched you that you would act like this, to whom right before your very eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified in the gospel of message. This is all I want to ask of you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the requirement of the law, or was it the result of hearing the message of salvation and with faith and believing it? Are you so foolish and senseless, having begun your new life by faith with the Spirit, are you now being perfected and reaching spiritual maturity by your flesh? That is by your own work and efforts to keep the law? Have you suffered so many things and suffered so much for nothing? If indeed it was all for nothing, Then does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit works miracles among you do it as a result of the works of law which you perform, or because you believe confidently in the message which you've heard with faith? Just as Abraham believed God, it was credited to him as righteousness, as conformity to God's will and purpose. So it is with you also. See, we have to understand that there's a war going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's between your believing in God, the one and only true and living God, and the gods of our flesh.
Okay.
So when God is trying to lead you down a right path, why don't you expect, if Jesus had to go to the cross for each and every one of us and then to be crucified and to live again, and the enemy came after him trying to pervert the very word of God, why wouldn't he come to try to pervert you or distract you from your destiny? He said to take up your cross every day. He said to take it up daily. So why would you expect, while you've asked God to expose and decode a thing, and he's showing it to you, that your flesh wants you to act like, one, you don't see it, or that you ignore it, or that you decide that's not God? I had a time in my life when my season someplace was over, and God showed it to me, not just in dreams, but he showed it to me so plainly. And then at that time, Apostle Sandra Thomas, my mentor and my cousin, was alive, and she said to me, she had a vision and everything, and God had showed her the same thing. And she told me I needed to leave, not think about leaving. She said, immediately, you need to obey what God is telling you. So I went and I talked to the person who I was under watch care for. Now, see, I'm under Apostle Sandra Thomas, but I'm traveling all over the world because I'm in the military. I went to that person. But see, they told me, no, that wasn't God. But I'm under them under watch care. Now, God then told me, my apostle then told me, and now the person that I'm under watch care says, no, that wasn't God. No. The fact of the matter was that I was a very, 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 very good tither and offering giver. God had used me to give the church a van and et cetera, where it was no cost to them. But I elected not to listen to God, the very blatant things of God. And I started noticing that things was changing because God had already told me to leave, but I didn't leave, right? I was hard-headed. I wanted to listen to my flesh because I was comfortable there. I was doing whatever I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it there. And I ended up being excommunicated. And you want to know what? It broke my flesh and it broke my heart. But I was supposed to listen when God told me in the first place. But see, a lot of times we don't want to deal with the seasons in our life.
Yeah.
And see, some seasons you want to stay in all your life, and it's just a season. It's not, it's part of your destiny. It's part of your purpose, but it's part of it. And when that season changed, just like this year, when it was time for spring officially, winter didn't want to let go. But it had to eventually let go. And so when we decide, when God gives us what we ask for, which is amazing, and he makes stuff so plain, to disobey God, he loves us so much. So he'll give you and allow something to happen, and then he'll give you the wisdom, if you ask for it, how to not only accept what he allowed, but how to handle what he allowed. And so our flesh does not always want to accept it, and it doesn't want to handle it. So the best way to handle it is to obey God in the first place and get out of God's way and stop trying to mind his business, because vanity and this or that of this world makes you think, well, I'm just saying, or didn't know. When God said for Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree, that's what he meant. But out of the envy of the devil, he planted it, that seed of envy, into Eve to where she wanted to know what God knew. That was none of her business to know what God knew, the difference between good and evil. So because of the sin of the devil and the sin of Eve and the sin of Cain and Abel and the sin of Miriam and Aaron speaking against their brother and the call of Moses, because of the sin in our flesh, many times we don't want to see what God is trying to show us. We oftentimes talk about men having midlife crisis, and we think that that's going to happen when they're 40 years old. Sometimes it don't happen until they're 70 years old. Sometimes that don't happen until they're 90 years old. Sometimes that happens early in their life. But imagine this, if you're a person that's a crackhead, or you're hooked on cocaine, or you have this or that going on in your life at the age of 15, and then you become clean at the age of 40, how many years have passed? A whole lot before the substance abuse hadn't taken over. It's that deceptive philosophy that Colossians 2 and 8 talks about. It was deceiving you, made you think that the drug was greater than the God you serve. Now all of a sudden, this person that was had this addiction is 70, 80 years old, and they're starting to want this or want that. The only reason why it took so long for them to want it is because of the reprobate state they were in when they were an addict. All they wanted was that drug. But now their flesh is telling them the grass is greener on the other side. Well, that's okay. Just know this, that if you obey God when he tells you to obey him, then you don't have to learn how to handle what he has to allow to happen in your life for you to get back focused on what God is telling you to do. So who has beguiled you? Who has bewitched you? Who has you thinking that the empty philosophies of this world and your flesh and human thinking knows more than God? Tell your flesh to shut up. Tell your disobedience to get out of here. Tell everything in your life and everybody in your life that's not lining up with the word of God that me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And that house might be that building that you live in, or it could be your house, the temple of God's Holy Spirit. So whatever's trying to kill you, tell them like the songwriter said, live, 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 live. Live, 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 live. Decide, I shall live and not die. That's all I have, Minister Sylvia.
Amen. I thank you so much for that because, like I said, sometimes we get so caught up in a situation that we've been in or a relationship we've been in so long that we don't know when God is saying it's over. When God is saying, you know, it's time for a change. You know, I've said this for many years, and I caught myself saying it several times yesterday and today. I am to be appreciated and not tolerated. I don't care how old I get. With the wrinkles, with the slow walk, or slow talk, or whatever it is, I am a heiress to the kingdom of God. I am a daughter of God. And if God has required me, and God blesses me, and God keeps me, why would I allow anything or anybody else to do less? When we look at the season we're walking in, I don't care how life goes. I shared with someone today, even when someone passes on, we see that life still goes on. We have to learn how to manage without them. I'd rather that I let God take care of me now so that if and when this person and me has separated, you know, pray and ask God if he's not going to end it, to change this person, not just to come in order with you, but to get in order, like the woman of God just said, get in order with the word of God. Because, see, one thing I do know is his word said if one or two touch and agree. When you touch and come into agreement on God's decision, could you imagine the window in heaven that will open up and the blessings that will come down? When God said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust, when God said that he will make a way out of no way, when God says that he is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Restorer, when God says that he is everything we need, we have to just say, okay, God, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay on this altar. I'm going to keep my hands on the horns of the altar. I'm going to pray to you that your word saturates me so that when I walk and go past a person, you know how you have on corduroys and when you walk, they go psh, 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 psh. Or you have on them little shoes and when you walk the hill, it makes a noise. I want when I walk that every step I take, they hear Jesus. It may sound stupid. It may sound phony. It may sound unbelievable. But I want when I walk past you, you say, oh, what's that aroma? What's that smell? And if I hear you, I'm going to turn around and say, Jesus. I want to be so blessed by God that those that know me say, man, God is so real. Because nobody but God did that. Nobody but God made her like that. Because, see, there was a time I was going to have the last word. There was a time that if something was going to be said, I'm going to tell you. Like I would say, I'm going to say what everybody else they want to say. But see, the word of God said, but love and kindness have I tried thee. How can I tell you God is sweeter than honey? But everything come out of my mouth tastes like I've been sucking on a lemon. How can I tell you that God is everything that you need? But every time you ask yourself, nope, I ain't got time, I just want to know, do we understand the season that we're in? You know, you obey the natural when they tell you taxes due on April 15th. I bet you y'all got the taxes done. And those that haven't got it done waiting on that person or the accountant of them to finish it, but they're going to get it to that post office before the 12:01 midnight or they ask for an extension. See, we're quick to work in the natural that we know it's going to be penalties. But did you hear what the word of God said? He said, if we don't repent, he said, if we don't come to him with a true heart, a broken spirit, he said, if we don't come to him broken so he can fix us, that the penalty was death. And that death was to into the pit of hell and burn forever, ever, and ever. And it's not one day or a couple of minutes, a couple of hours. Ain't no vacation. Ain't no sick leave. Ain't no, I put in, I'm going to get nap, I'm tired. He said, for the rest of your eternal life, you will burn, burn, burn. Won't be no, I need some ice water, somebody turn the air conditioner on, let me go over here in this cool spot. No, 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 no. See, when you got a chance to get it right now, I'm saying, Lord, I don't want to love somebody or something so much, I give them your place in my life. Because see, something I learned as a little girl, when I had the scarlet fever as a kid, I couldn't go outside and play with the other kids. I couldn't even play with my own sisters and brothers in the house. I had the cousins and everything. I had to stay to myself because I was sick. And they wouldn't allow to come around. When I got older, I had a bad motorcycle accident in my early 20s. And friends didn't come around because I couldn't get around. I couldn't move and do what I needed to do. So they didn't come around. Because I was crapping in style. You know, I couldn't move around. Couldn't drive nowhere, go ride or take a full ride on my bike. I couldn't do it. But see, God taught me then and he showed me then. I was there for you then. I'm here for you now. I was there for you then. I'll still be here for you now. When I first got sick and ended up in a hospital, people lied and said, she's faking. Mother, how do you fake? And you admit it in ICU. But that's how the devil is. He won't only create lies, he'll create the person that tells the lies. But God showed me then, when I got home, who had my back. And the people that came around me, I knew that nobody but God. Because nobody I knew or thought of had time to make sure that my son was able to get in school. I don't give it on my sister, possibly, like, she couldn't be here. She was over in Saudi Arabia, I believe, so she couldn't do for me. But I'm telling you, nobody but God. When you sit back and you think about God, you can't do nothing but just say, Lord, I thank you. And you have to understand that what God has for you is to do. You have to just keep that song in your heart. What God has for me, it is for me. When you move people out of your life, what God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt, God has worked it out. What God has for me, it is for me. So if they walk away, if they leave you, throw them a kiss. I say, whatever you do, baby, do me two things. One, be happy. Two, take care of yourself. Because see, once a person leaves you, don't open that door. So they can bring that sin and that mess back. Because what happens, they bring back extra mess with them. Because you become like the pit. You stuck in there, and they stuck in there, and they pulling more stuff. And while they constantly standing on your shoulders not to go down, you're going down farther and farther. But just keep singing, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt, God will work it out. what God has for me, it is for me. Don't be scared to walk alone. There's a poem we've been saying for years. We were saying we've been saying for years. When I first started out with the Lord, I saw 2 feet walking in the snow. My two. It's two. I used to say 2 pair of tracks. But after a while, there was only 1 pair of foot tracks. And it wasn't yours. It was because when I fainted under the pressure, God was able to carry me through. And he said, cast all thy cares on me, for I care for thee. Take God at his word. Not some like it. Not kind of like it. Not just today, but every day. No matter what it looked like. God, teach me how to give my appetite to you. Change. When I was younger, everything I ate had to be hot and spicy. I can barely put hot sauce on my food right now because my stomach can't take it. So I said all that to say, God, let's love the Lord with all of our heart. I'll put that over a little bit. Thank you, Blue, for tuning in. Yes, in Jesus' name. I knew that tonight the conversation was going to be a little heavy, but it's right. We got to know our season. And we can't be scared to include ourselves in a place. So I was covering for Minister Margo on tonight. This is her third Monday of the month. As she is still out on medical leave, would you all keep her in your prayers? God is so good. If you only knew what God was doing in this season. As the woman of God said on tonight, Live. For these dead bones will live. Live. Speak life over yourself, in yourself. Speak life over someone else. Speak life. So with me covering her, keep her in your prayers, please. Keep this ministry smile, 3 E-R, sharpening iron, in your prayers. Keep myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, in your prayers. Keep possibly like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, thank you so much for helping out on tonight, for giving us words of encouragement. I'm sorry that I didn't ask anybody on Blog Talk right now. If anybody on Blog Talk have anything to say, please say something at this time. The lines are open.
Minister Sylvia, I just wanted to add one more thing. This is Cecilia, yes, Lord Cecilia. I would ask the listeners, and this is including myself, to hear the difference between that man, that woman, or that girl, their season in your life, versus wanting God to be in your life eternally. Make a decision if that season is worth being separated from God for everlasting eternal life. And I don't think it is. But that's for us to make. That's our decision. And we really, really, really need to learn how to fall in love with God. And if we fall in love with him, the grass is not only greener on the other side. The grass is just a facade. It's something you think you see. So let God change what you see. Like you said, change your appetite, change what you hear. And remember, sometimes the things that you think is going on isn't going on. And the enemy is making you think something is happening that's not happening. And it's really God orchestrating your destiny and your purpose. So ask God to take the playground of the devil out of your mind and out of your heart and to replace it with prayer, worship, and just giving him everything. That's it, Minister Sylvia.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. I just want everybody to know that it's not the season to give up on God. It's the season to give into God and just follow instructions. So folks, is there anyone else on Blog Talk who would like to say something before I give a closing remark? Okay, we thank you all. Our foundational scripture for Smile 3E is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So just know that we are constantly praying for you all. You all pray for us. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Please come back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I will be ministering on Wednesday for Wisdom. Wisdom Wednesday is what God had me to call the program. That's what we'll be doing on Wednesday. If you come back Friday evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, you will be able to hear me also minister what God has put on my heart. And we will just share with you all that if you come back Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear what Pastor Electric City Kaiser has been placed on assignment to give us on Sunday mornings to start our day and our week off. Just know that God is God. Please share this video with someone, because someone should know this season. They've been to the store and they've got their outfits made and laid out for us. Just tell me what they're going to wear to this event, that event. They've already picked out what they got. They've given different type of parties, where they call it Diamond and Dems, or they call it 70 Babies, or whatever they call it. They already been named it. But it's time for us to name the party in our heart and soul. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and joyful and grateful in it, that we need to give God what's due to him. And with that being said, I love you all. I trust that you give God your whole heart. 99.5 empty. As my sign said up there for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I ask God to place everyone in my house under Holy Ghost arrest. That's my deal. If they don't want it, God, let them pack their bags and move on. And I can't worry about it, because I got to say I'd rather obey God than man. Love you all. Good night, everyone.